Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to episode 25 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. Today is Sunday, June 22nd, I think, and I am once again recording early in the morning. I am not sitting outside today just because my husband is home and our bedroom window is next to the patio, and I figured I might disturb him. Or, you know, I would be a little self-conscious if I were recording right out there this morning. So I am in our front living room, and I think I'm far enough away that I'm not going to disturb anybody. But at the same time, they may not realize I'm podcasting, so I could end up having to record part of this later. For those of you just tuning in, I am Summer. You can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is SOMERYARNS. And we do have a Ravelry group. Excuse me. My allergies are crazy this morning. The Ravelry group is Kitchen Stitches on Ravelry, obviously, and I welcome you to join. We will be having a giveaway later on in the episode for our very exciting 100 member giveaway. I think last I looked yesterday, we were at 109 members. Thank you all for joining. I really hope I'm not going to be sniffing and clearing my throat the whole time. If I am, I may record again later. Let's see. What am I going to talk about today? So I admit that I have been up for all of about 20 minutes, so I may not be all here yet. We're going to talk about what I've been up to, which is not much. Finished objects, works in progress, spinning, enabling our 100 member giveaway, our Christmas all year long knit along, and in the kitchen, which again is not much this week. So what have I been up to? Really not much. It's about the same as last week. We did see a movie yesterday. We went and saw 22 Jump Street, which was not my choice. I was not interested in seeing that at all. But I have to admit that I actually really enjoyed it. I am not much of a fan of Jonah Hill, and his character really annoyed me a lot. But overall, there were parts of the movie where I laughed very loudly. It was really funny. So in general, this is not one that I would have chosen to go to the movies and pay for, but as I mentioned last week, we celebrated Father's Day this week, and that was what Jimmy wanted to do, so that's what we did. And other things, last week I talked about I was trying to stay cool, how hot it was. Well, this week we've had the reverse situation at work. It has been very cold in my office. It's been down probably low 60s in my office. People talk about Houston and other parts of the South and stuff about it being really, really hot. Well, the problem with that is that we tend to over air condition. And in this case, I think there's something actually broken with the air conditioning at work because they said that they were going to be fixing it. Although they said they were going to be fixing it next weekend. So I'll have another week of enduring very cold temperatures. The plus side of this is that I am getting to wear some knitwear. And I actually posted a picture on Instagram, and I wasn't mocking myself. I was really sitting at my desk with a knit hat, my vitamin D, and mitts on. And at some point this week, I actually added my color affection on top of that. Not pleasant. I enjoy getting to show off my knitwear, but this is not how I want to be doing my work. Last night we hung out with some friends, and that was fun. Not much to say about that other than we hung out with some friends. And that's really all that I've been up to. I've got to start, prepping more, about getting my daughter ready for Japan, and she's leaving in 2 weeks, so we definitely have some work to do there. I apologize if you hear my dog going crazy in the background. She is super, super itchy, and she is trying to scratch on everything and rolling around on the carpet and grunting and shaking and making a lot of noise. Let's move on to knitting. Finished objects. I actually have on my show notes that I don't have any finished objects, but that is not true. I mentioned that we were at a friend's house last night, and I took out my knitting, and I had taken my Van Gogh socks, my opal Van Gogh in the Starry Night colorway that I was just doing vanilla socks out of. And I mentioned last week that I was probably 20 rows or so away from the end. And sure enough, I was close enough to the end that I was able to finish them. I say they're finished. I'm counting them as finished because all I have to do is Kitchener the toe. And the only reason I didn't is because I didn't have a pair of scissors with me last night. So I'll do that. I'm going to make myself do that this morning. Otherwise, I'll sit in a bag without any, being almost finished for a long time. But those are finished. And I'm very happy with them. I have a lot of that yarn left, and I'm not really sure what to do with it. I will definitely do at least one square on my sock yarn blanket. And I'll ball some of it up probably for extras. But there's so much of it left. There's got to be something I can do with it. And I don't know what. It's a little scratchy. I don't really want to make a preemie hat out of it or a baby hat, because I just don't think that opal would be very pleasant to wear on a baby's head. I don't think I would enjoy mitts made out of it either. It's fine on my feet, but I don't think I would enjoy it on my hands. So I don't know. Any suggestions would be welcome. Works in progress. I've tried to be fairly monogamous this week. It looks like I have a bunch of stuff on here, but I don't really. I worked on my Mystic Spiral socks, and that's a pattern by Josh Ricks, if you haven't seen it all over the place. I am doing that out of Kirby Werby in Grandpa's Rainbow Suspenders, and I'm at a point where it's just in timeout for a minute. I'm past the heel on sock two, and I think I was two sections in, getting ready to start the third section. And somewhere around the beginning of section two, I think, which there's some short row sections. And in that section, I came across a knot in the yarn, which is unusual, but it's not, it happens. And instead of leaving two ends to weave in, I thought I would get smart and use a magic knot. And I did the magic knot. And if those of you who aren't familiar, you can Google that. It's basically a way of joining two ends together, it's a way of joining two ends together, basically. And I did what I was supposed to do, and I trimmed off the ends, and I pulled it really tight to make sure it wasn't going anywhere, and it wasn't. And so I kept knitting. And I was at the end of the section, and I looked down and noticed that magic knot was not so magical, and it had basically come undone. So now I have this place where I have cut the ends, and I've got these two little, 3 millimeter ends of yarn sticking out. And the only thing I can do to solve that is to rip it back. So I'm going to have to rip back the entire short row section plus a tiny bit more, just so I will have enough yarn to weave in at some point, and then do it all again. And that is really frustrating. This pattern is not hard. It really isn't hard, but there have been several times where I've run into things that were probably user error, and I have had to, undo or think about it or, fudge a little bit, and I'm just really frustrated with it. So it's going in timeout for a little while. My Tan House Brook shawl, I didn't do very much on this. I think I did a couple of repeats one night, and then I decided that I really wanted to work on the Mystic Spiral socks and get them done. Obviously, now I'm not doing that. That is a pattern. The Tannhaus Brook shawl is a pattern by Jennifer Lassonde of the Downseller Studio podcast. She is also Boston. Her username is Boston Jen. I am doing that with Fibra. Fibra's Nightfall in the Into the Wool Special Edition colorway, which I've described before, but I'll do it again for new listeners. It is it's a gradient yarn. It starts with a kind of a sky blue with pops of green, and it moves into a chocolate brown, and it is so pretty. And I am eager to actually work on it more. I'm very close to being done with the stockinette section, where I'll get into some more interesting stuff. And I just need to get past that, because then I think it'll go pretty quickly. My Hermione's Everyday socks, I am still working on those. I had relegated to work, to my workplace, and was working on them over breaks and lunch. But this week was kind of a bust when it came to knitting time. I ended up going out to lunch, I think every day but one, which is very unusual. I'm trying to save money and trying not to do that. But there were situations. Well, there was one day where I don't know. For some reason, I didn't want to go to the staff lounge. I didn't want what I had brought for lunch, and I ended up asking a friend to go with me. The second day, same thing happened, except it was reverse. Another friend asked me to go, and if I'm asked to go, I'm a sucker. And unless I really like what I brought, or I'm really wanting to knit, or there's some really compelling reason I'm completely broke, then I'm going to say yes. So that's why I went on Tuesday. Wednesday, we had a birthday lunch for some staff members. Thursday, there was a retirement party for a very long time employee. She'd been there 38 years. I just can't even imagine. And so Friday was really the only day I got knitting done at work, other than just little, I usually take 2 15-minute breaks, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And I didn't even get that I won't say most days, but a few times this week. So I made very little progress on these up until Friday. I didn't mention this pattern. I'm using McMullen Fiber Company Squishy in the Katniss colorway, which is oranges and yellows with some little pops of blue and like pink and darkish, or not red, but kind of a pinkish red. It's really pretty yarn. But on Friday I managed to get, basically once I got past the cuff, which is, I think this is a free pattern. It doesn't matter. The cuff is a knit one, purl one ribbing. And it's 20 rows, which is more than I normally do. And that was just a killer. It took me forever. It took me all week. I cast it on Sunday or Saturday of last week, and it took me until I think Thursday to get through the ribbing. And then finally, once I picked it up and got into the pattern portion, it's flown. So I am currently about halfway through the OMG heel, and it should fly off my needles. I'm really hoping to get these done by Saturday so I can enter them in Nerd Wars. My sock yarn blanket, I'm continuing to do a square a day mostly. I think I may have actually missed 2 days this week, which is unusual, but it's been sort of not busy, but I've been doing other things. And some days I've just been too tired to do all of the knitting that I wanted to do, and other things took precedence. I finished either 3 rows or 4 rows of blocks now. So I've got this nice long strip. It's starting to actually look like the beginnings anyway of a blanket. The Earthen Hat by Alicia Plummer that I'm doing for Jimmy. I'm using Marigold Gen 100% Superwash Merino Worsted in the Neptune colorway. And I did a little bit on this week. I'm about a quarter of the way through with the hat, probably. And maybe a little more than that. Maybe I may be closer to a third of the way done with that now. And I've done a little bit on it this week, but for the most part, I want to work on that when Jimmy is not home. So that is in hibernation for a couple of weeks until he goes back to West Texas for a week. And I will probably finish it up then. Spinning. I have still been working on the two spinning projects that I mentioned last week. I'm working on a braid of Falkland by Spun Right Round in the Pegasus colorway, which has kind of a peachy orangey color and fuchsia and some blue and a bit of gray. And it's so pretty, and I'm spinning that pretty thick. And I've made good progress. I have almost a full spindle for that. So probably in the next couple of times that I'm alternating days between these two projects, probably in the next couple of days, I'll have that full and we'll wind that off and start a new spindle worth. The other one I'm doing is a wooden spinner bat, and it's Merino Silk Noil and Angelina. And it's kind of an army green, I guess. It's the closest color. It's mossy or olive, or I'm not sure what you would call that green, but it's the color with the official colorway is Robin Hood, and it's very earthy. And it has bits of brightly colored silk and just a little bit of sparkle in it. And I am doing a really good job spinning this. It's mostly very thin. It's kind of funny. It feels like the more I spin during a session, the less confident I get, if that makes sense. I'm not sure why that is. And I'll start to see little more thicker places in the yarn. But for the most part, it's spinning really thin. And I've gotten to the point where I really don't have to park and draft with that one very much. So I'm just loving that. I really want to get through with these. The bat is going very quickly. It's huge. It seemed like I would, you know, when I started it, it would never end, but it spins very quickly. So hopefully I'll have that off my spindle before too terribly long. And I remembered yesterday that I have a braid of Polworth in rainbows that I had gotten at the Kid and You Festival last year. And I really want to spin that. And I'm looking at all the couple of samples I got at End of the Wool. And I'm looking at the fiber that I got from Hawassi Creek Dye Works. And I just want to spin it all. It's so exciting to have made this leap. And I actually consider myself a spinner now. There's so much I still need to... Oh, so much that I still need to learn. I don't... my plying, I can do... two ply and it's okay, but it's not great. I really need to work on that. Like I mentioned, I'm going to keep the Spun Right Round that I'm working on. I'm going to keep that one as single. So that is actually kind of exciting because I think I'm going to get fairly good yardage on that. And the merino that I'm doing, I will have to be plied because it is super, super thin. And I'm so worried I'm going to mess that up. That would be a great one to three ply, but I don't even know how to do that. I can't even imagine. But maybe by the time I actually finish it, I'll be confident enough to try it. Enabling. I think I mentioned last week that I placed an order with a Riot of Color. I haven't gotten that yet, but I know it has been shipped. So I'll talk about that next week when I have that. And now, very exciting. We are at our 100 member giveaway. And I'm going to pause this really quick so I can pull up Ravelry and see how many numbers I need. Just a minute. I'll be right back. Okay, so I am back and I have checked Ravelry. And we had 56 entries in the group. It was 1 through 57. And obviously the first post was me. And I just realized I'm not holding this, so you may not have heard that. There were 56 entries in the thread, and I, using random.org, I chose number 42, And number 42 is Karen Lynn. So that is Karen in Pennsylvania. So Karen, if that is you, I am going to earburn you in the group, but just in case if you hear this first, PM me your address and I will get that yarn in the mail to you within the next week. And congratulations and thank you so much everyone for participating and thank you for joining the group. This has been so much fun. Now, as I mentioned last week, I have opened a thread for recipes and there are so many recipes in that group that I want to hear about. So I don't want to unlock the group because I don't want people to think that I that it's open. But I may actually start calling some of you out. If I see a recipe, if some of you mentioned a pie that sounds just really great to me, I may earburn you in the recipe thread and ask if you have a recipe. And if some of you may not actually have a recipe for it, just because you like it doesn't mean you like to make it. I know that from experience because I am not a huge pie baker, but I love pie. So I would really like some people to share your recipes. I think I have one recipe shared and I am bad. I haven't shared mine yet either. And no, I did not try my chocolate chess pie recipe last week. I want to, but I don't know when. I haven't really felt like baking. I've kind of wanted to bake, but at the same time, every time I think about it, I think about how I don't really need it, which is not a bad thing, but I also miss being in the kitchen. I noticed as I was letting the dog out while I was taking a little break there and noticed that I hadn't talked about dying because not that I am a big dyer by any stretch of the imagination. I've done a couple of skeins, but I did do some Kool-Aid dyeing, last weekend. I don't remember what day I did that. So I don't remember if I know I didn't mention it, but I don't know if it was before or after I had recorded. I did some Kool-Aid dyeing and I had bought 3 skeins of Lion Brand Saki's Bear yarn a few weeks ago at Joann's so that I could experiment with this. And I've done a couple of things. I did maybe the day I bought it or within a couple of days after I bought it, I did some orange and yellow and it kind of looks, maybe I did mention this. It kind of has kind of a candy cane look about it, but I wasn't really happy with it. There's a lot of white space and I felt like I could have done a better job. So last weekend I skeined up this ball and I'm not going to use this particular yarn again just because I don't like winding it into a skein. I'd rather buy some that's just in a hank and do it from there. So I'm going to have to find out the best place to do that. But I wound it off and I used just a 9x13 baking dish and put it in there and I used grape and was it ice blue raspberry? I don't know what the flavor is, but the kind of it's an ice blue. That's a very descriptive color. And grape, excuse me, and just pan dyed this yarn and I got very good coverage and I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I'll post a picture of it in the group if I remember. I'm terrible about that. I'm really, really good at posting pictures on Instagram, but I'm terrible at remembering to post them in the group or in show notes. So I think I'm going to have a kitty come up and visit me. Oh, come on, Holly. Come on. Yeah, I got my buddy up here. He's wondering what I'm doing. So that was one thing that I just popped into my head that I wanted to talk about. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I'm going to mention my Christmas All Year Long Knit Along. Feel free to double dip with it. I know that, Just One More Row is doing a Christmas craft along that is pretty much the same idea that I've been doing this whole year. So feel free to double dip. At least it's fine with me if you double dip. You'd have to check with them, but I assume it's okay. My kitty, what's he doing? Sorry. Now I have a cat on my lap and he's about to step on my iPad. He's considering jumping up onto the window ledge where my coffee is, so I'm watching him carefully. Oliver. So for the Christmas knit along, and it is really a craft along, not just a knit along. You can do any craft you want. The only rule besides having to be a member of the group, and please do remember that for almost any giveaway that I do, that is the one rule that is going to stand, is that you need to be a member of the group. I'm so distracted by this cat. I'm sorry, guys. He's climbing on my shoulder now. I wish this were a video podcast. This would be much more funny. Christmas craft along. Yes. The only requirement besides being a member of the group is that it has to be related to some winter holiday. And it can be, a Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or, you know, whatever. Solstice. And, it can be a gift, it can be an ornament, it can be a decoration, whatever you want, as long as its intended purpose is for the holidays. And I will be pulling, let's see, what is, not the next, well, the next time I record will likely be the 29th of June, assuming I'm keeping the same schedule. So, if that is the case, then I will pull for the next one, or not this next podcast, but the next one after that. There is always a possibility that my schedule will get off, and it will be in the next podcast. But the winner for that one will win a $10 Etsy gift card, or gift certificate. I've really, really been bad. I just don't even have the interest in doing an ornament right now. The whole goal was to do several. I just have two. I don't have that many active projects, but I've got so many works in progress that I want to get back to. And it's a little overwhelming right now. I need to find a way. That's kind of why I'm being a little bit monogamous. I want to get some things off the needles. And that's, you know, with that, I don't really want to add more. I mean, on a day-to-day basis, I'm trying to do too much. I'm trying to do 15 to 20 minutes a day of my Once Upon a Time sampler. And in general, I have kept that, but I have missed 2 days this week. And I'm almost done too, which is what's so frustrating. I actually got it out yesterday and had all of my yarn laid out. My thread laid out. I was just getting to work on it, and we decided to go to the movie, so I had to put it all up. And I'll finish, what month am I working on? April? Yeah, I'm working on April. I'll finish that one today when I actually get a chance to work on it. So that's very exciting. But I'm working on that. I'm trying to get a square done of my sock yarn blanket. And then whatever main project I'm working on. Plus I'm trying to spin every day too. And when I get home at 5 or 6 and have to cook dinner and do the other things you have to do, it's just so hard to fit it all in. So fitting in, you know, an ornament too, I need to make a plan. If I make a plan, I tend to stick with it. I am so rambly today, guys. Let's see. I think it's time to move on to End the Kitchen, which is really not very exciting this week. That is indeed where we are. So, I did not do anything super special this week, but I mentioned what was on my menu last week, and there were some new recipes, so I wanted to talk about how they turned out. So, I mentioned oven-fried chicken, oven-fried drumsticks, salmon, and chicken tikka masala from a jar were the things that I was going to talk about. So, in a recap, the oven-fried chicken turned out delicious. I would really recommend this recipe, and I'll need to post this one in the group, and I'll do my best to remember. Like I mentioned last week, I've made oven fried chicken for years, and we usually use breadcrumbs, and I've used as a, not a base, but like, you know, to dip it in to hold the breadcrumbs on. I've used butter, and I've also used Italian dressing. And this recipe, I actually don't remember. It was an egg wash. It was egg and water. You dip it in that, and then you dip it in a mixture of panko, the Japanese, like, breadcrumbs. Or they're not bread, like, bread flakes. They're big, chunky breadcrumbs. And I think it was a little bit of garlic powder and some basil. I'm supposed to have oregano, but I am currently out. I need to add that to my grocery list. And Parmesan cheese. And you dip that in there, cover it really good, and bake it in a cast iron skillet, a deep oven-proof skillet. You put a little bit of olive oil in the bottom of the pan, and then bake it at, I think it was 450. It was pretty high temperature. And then flip it over and do it for about 15 minutes. You do it for about 30 minutes, and then flip it over and do it another 15 minutes. So you get it nice and toasty on both sides. And it turned out really well. My kids are not fans of chicken with bones in it, like, you know, like fried chicken, what you normally think of. But they both really, really liked this. So it was definitely a winner. And I would really recommend that recipe. When I made the salmon, it was okay. It was a little boring. I didn't do much to it. I think I salted it and then did it in olive oil. I don't know if it was olive oil or vegetable oil. I pan seared it just to get the skin nice and crispy. That was my goal. And it was good, and the skin turned out really good, but it needed some more flavor. So that was okay. I don't know when I'll do salmon again. As I mentioned last week, Jimmy's not a fan, so we don't cook that very often. And then the chicken tikka masala from a jar. This was, chicken tikka masala is an Indian curry dish that is, the sauce is tomato based, and it's similar to what they call butter chicken, or not they call, but I think that's probably an English name for it. But it's like a red sauce, and it's very good. But the kids, surprisingly, who are not, you know, huge fans of Indian food, they really liked this chicken. I did not, because the sauce was full of onions. And if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that I am very much not a fan of onions. They were big enough and scarce enough that I was able to get, you know, several pieces of the chicken that didn't have onion on it, but it was hard. And whenever I have to avoid like that, I just don't fully enjoy the experience. If I bite into a piece of onion, it's just going to ruin my meal for me. So this was not, I won't buy that particular brand again. There are brands though that I have seen elsewhere that don't have onions in them, and I will try those, because it was a really nice, easy meal. So that's pretty much all this week. We had a really lazy dinner on, I don't know if that was Wednesday or Thursday night, or I just did not want to cook. So we bought a block of Velveeta and some Rotel tomatoes and made nachos. And that is probably one of the most unhealthy dinners we've had in ages. What else? Sorry. We made some really good grits yesterday. I'm a grits person. I think you either fall into the grits camp or the no grits camp, and I'm definitely full on in the grits camp. I don't know. The only other thing I wanted to talk about was an Italian cream cake I had this week that, there's a place here called Treebeard's, which is, I don't want to call it Cajun food. That's not quite right. But they serve, it's Southern style food, but with a Louisiana twist, I think is probably the best description. The most common thing that people will get is red beans and rice or jambalaya. I think they probably have gumbo. And their red beans and rice are really good. I'm not a huge, huge fan of them in general, but these are really good. And at the retirement party that we went to this week, they did have, it was catered by Tree Beards with red beans and rice. So I had that. And that wasn't what I intended to speak about, but they also, they have really good bread and they have really good cakes, like homemade quality cakes. And we have this, like I mentioned, we went to the birthday party. I've actually had this cake twice this week. But we've started doing these birthday lunches once a month. One of a newer employee just started organizing them. It started out as a birthday lunch for her and another of my coworkers who they had met through someone else, and they decided to celebrate their birthday together. And we just decided to start having them monthly. So Alice organizes these every month, and they're kind of fun because it gets together people that don't normally eat lunch together, and it's kind of nice to see these people. But someone always brings a cake, and this month our coworker bought an Italian cream cake from Tree Beards, and this cake was also one of the cakes featured at the retirement party, and that cake is so good. If you are not familiar with Italian cream cake, it is kind of a white cake with coconut and pecans, and it has cream cheese icing. It's a layer cake, and it's cream cheese icing with pecans on it. And the cake it's pearly. The cake itself is made with cream, so that's why it's Italian cream cake. But the interesting thing, I have a text message. I'm sure Jimmy is wondering where I am. Oh, nope. Okay. He is awake though, so I need to finish this up. When I first saw the cake, I asked who brought the cake because it looked like a homemade cake. And someone told me that this one person made it, but she turns out she was joking. I figured out later on that it was Tree Beards. But just to brag on myself a little bit, which I'm allowed to do because this is my podcast, this cake tasted homemade. It tasted like a cake that I would have made. And the fact, it just made me feel really good that I could make a cake that would taste as good as, these cakes from Tree Beards. So there's my brag moment for the week. Gosh, I guess that's it. This is a rambly, weird podcast. I'm not sure how good it's going to be. If you stuck with me for the whole time, thank you. And I will be back next week. I hope you all have a great week and happy knitting.